JM and the AM. Well, this is going to be an interesting conversation. I have both my older brother and my younger brother on the telephone. Imagine that. And there are a couple of things we want to talk about. Number one, both of them insist on speaking about the brand new book, 1.8 million minutes and counting, and we'll accept their Mazel Tov wishes in a moment. One of them insists that I make good on my promise to talk about the Torah and Masorah campaign, which has already started, even though it's not in its actual two-day period till next week, but it's officially started so people can give. And then another one, guess which one, wants to make sure we talk about our current campaign, which is going on, fjbunity.org. FJBUnity.org. I welcome to the airwaves Rabbi Chaim Nussan, Nate Siegel. I welcome to the airwaves Yigal Siegel. Gentlemen, a pleasure to welcome you both to JM in the AM.
It's an honor to be with one of the great authors of our time.
Thank you very, very much. And you are older, so you get to make the first comment regarding the brand new book. What do you think?
I think it's great. I think it's a very wonderful read. I think that it discusses many, many issues. For me, of course, your feelings and your writings about our parents is something very, very special, very, very honest, and it meant a tremendous amount to me. Well, and I'll tell you the other thing. I mean, I'm a little older than you, and I as I went through the book, I went through your life. I mean, your unbelievable accomplishments, and you basically catch most of them. I don't think people know some of the great things you do behind the scenes, but you captured so many wonderful things. And we were able to see you go from a young man to a seasoned veteran who became a Jewish leader and has taking that responsibility and has run with it.
Wow, I really appreciate that. And that's Rabbi Chaim Nussan, Nate Siegel, everybody. And of course, Yigal's comments we got about an hour ago, you could certainly hear it on our archives. But Yigal, is there anything else you'd like to toss into this part of the conversation?
Well, first of all, good morning to both of my brothers. It's a pleasure to be on the phone with both of you. I do want to say that I was shocked. Totally shocked in seeing some of the pictures that you had in the book, Nach. I never knew that our brother knew Rush Limbaugh. I thought only you knew Rush Limbaugh. I had no idea.
Almost as good as some of the stuff that Rabbi Nate Siegel said I left out of the book, but still very good. I like that. Yeah, all those stories, and if it's not a story, then it's certainly pictures with captions are there in the book, and people will find that stuff intriguing. And look, it is a compendium, so to speak, of a lot that's gone on. And really, the nicest reaction I've gotten so far is the type of things that the gentleman on the phone are saying. And that is that it's a great look at these years and a great look at what's been happening. They feel that it's been written in my voice. And kudos to Yaffa Storch and everybody we did this an hour ago with Yigal and Matis, praised a whole bunch of team members that made this happen. Those of you just tuning in, it'll be available Monday on Softcover Online. We'll give you instructions next week about that, even when we're in Israel. And in terms of the hardcover, we've got a bunch of copies, and we're going to be speaking to the stores and speaking to those who sell Sfarim and books. And obviously won't make it for Hanukkah, but you get my point. And obviously anybody who has been a significant donor in the last couple of years, you could rest assured, unless God forbid there's been a mistake that we'll make up, you'll be rest assured that it's already on its way to you. So there you go. By the way, Yigal, I don't even know if I told you this, but 41 years ago, I don't even know if I shared this with you, 41 years ago when I got the job, when I was hired at WFMU, and what hired, Matis is probably laughing now, what hired means in that story is very murky. But anyway, I was hired. The first thing I did was I ran down, because this was up in Washington Heights, I ran downtown to Rabbi Nate Siegel's office and had my unique way of breaking the news to him that I'd gotten the job. And he was, and I felt it was appropriate on Monday with the book in hand, even with all the stops I had to make, and you're familiar with a lot of those. First thing I did, I went straight to Staten Island and presented the book. And I said to him, here I am 40 years later, presenting the book 40 years after walking into your office to give you the news. So that was really cool and very sentimental. And
I appreciated it greatly. My only problem was you gave me a gift of two copies, right. And I have seven children that are now fighting to see who will be able to read it first.
Yigal, what's our policy on the nieces and nephews? Do you have an official policy yet or not?
I had the same problem. Mimi was in the house when you were talking to me on the air, and she's like, "When am I going to get my copy? When am I going to get my copy?"
Oh my gosh! How many can we bring to Israel? And even less so, how many can we bring to Brooklyn? JM and the AM on this Thursday morning, and before we get to the most important fundraiser, obviously everybody on this call would agree that FJBUnity.org is the most. All right, maybe it's not the most important, but obviously we're in the stretch run, and I have Yigal on the phone, so I have to really play this right. Rabbi Nate Siegel is making good on a commitment that I gladly made a couple of weeks back. He actually has formed his own team for the Torah Masorah campaign. Now, this campaign is happening next week while we're in Israel, but as many campaigns do, and we're experts at this, they start early, and you have an opportunity right now to give. A lot of people in this audience know Rabbi Siegel. A lot of people in this audience own New Springville Jewish Center. A lot of people around the country and around the world know his effect on communities around the world. You might be familiar with him. So there is a link that you can go to and give. We'll turn to Rabbi Siegel in a second for his explanation about what this fundraiser is all about. Let me just remind everybody, for Rabbi Chaim Nussan Nate Siegel, the page that you're looking for the Torah Masorah campaign is www.charity, everyone knows it's with a D, charity.com/TU/NS. Again, that's charity.com/TU/NS. Rabbi Siegel, tell us the significance of this and why a national organization like Torah Masorah is worthy of supporting.
First of all, I do want to say that it is extremely important to support Nachum and Yigal's fundraiser. Nachum has affected every community that I visit in the country. And we have over 220 projects across America. Everyone, somebody has said to me, "Are you Nachum's father? Are you Nachum's brother? Are you whatever?" Nachum has affected people in the far reaches of America and across the world that nobody could reach. There's people that have told me that Moda Ani became a part of their life because the Nachum's playing it every morning. The effect that he has on Jews across the country, the millions of Jews who are away from our traditions, is something very special, and he deserves a tremendous amount of support.
Thank you.
And after goes into a town and opens it up, we follow and we build communities, we build schools. How many people remember that Torah Masorah's motto was, if you have 5,000 Jews, you will have a day school? Right. And we fulfilled that motto. And we're doing well, and we're still building schools. We're in Florida, in Portland, wherever it may be. And we ask once a year for your support. If you went to a Torah Masorah school, if your children go to a Torah Masorah school, whatever you can do, we'd appreciate it, whatever amount. And again, it's an awesome show, and he's in the middle of a fundraiser. We appreciate him giving us these few minutes. And if you could go to charity.com/TU/NS, we would all be very grateful to you.
Yeah, well,
and Nachum, I hope that this is so successful that when you put out the paperback where you're able to add chapters, you put a chapter about how great this fundraiser was.
please God. The number of chapters that people think I left out. It's amazing. Anyway, I am glad to bring you on, even in the midst of the home stretch of our fundraiser, because Rabbi Siegel, I honor commitments. talk about great stories, right? I know it's an inside thing, folks. I get it. It's an inside joke, but that is one of the classic stories. There was a time when Rabbi Nate Siegel and I spent a lot of time together, especially on the road, on a lot. I mean, actually, there are pictures of some of them in the book. And that's one of the funnier stories. Maybe we'll save that for the second book. Anyway, one point I want to make, and then we'll move on to Yigal and my main purpose over these next couple of days. Years ago, when you started to build communities around this country, I think it'll be safe to say that the bulk of Jewish existence in the United States was in New York and New Jersey. I get it. There was some California and Florida. There was some Illinois. I get the whole thing. But there's no question that compared to today, the concentration was in a certain area, or maybe you could argue areas. Today, Rabbi Siegel, if I would allow you, and we're not going to go do it now, but we should do it one day, if I would allow you to list the cities that do have significant Jewish communities and day schools in this country, it would bowl over the people listening in the New York, New Jersey area. So this organization that you're fundraising for and working with has always deserved support from around the country, but you have to admit now more than ever.
Yes, I agree with you, Nachum. And I was in Houston last week, Dallas last week, Portland the week before. It's unbelievable how they have become places of Kedusha. And it's something very special. And the hundreds of people that are out there doing the job, they all deserve the credit. And we are the people that help them in Torah Mesorah. And we would appreciate all your help.
And like I said, it's for a more in-depth conversation because I would really love to know how these places are staffed and how the yeshivas are able to exist, but that's not for now. Folks out there, help me make good on my commitment. Charity with a D, charity.com/TU, that's Torah Umesorah, /NS, that's Rabbi Nate Siegel. So again, charity.com/TU/NS. And now we move on. Yigal, I don't know if when we left the air yesterday, we had a clue that we would be where we are right now. We've been joking, or at least speaking a bit tongue-in-cheek this week, that for the first time, maybe ever, we are ahead of our pace. People who are just waking up and, you know, logging on will see that we are already at 90% of the goal, less than $18,000 away from the 180 that we set for tomorrow at 9 a.m. I know you don't want anybody getting into a complacency. I know you don't want anybody resting on these laurels or being lulled into a sense of security. We're very proud of what's been happening so far, but what could you tell us about what the next 2 days, what we need to happen over the next 2 days?
Well, first of all, before I go into that, I want to seriously say that having both of you on the air at the same time reminds me of one of the great moments in really radio history for you, Nachum, and for you, Nate, where because of Nachum broadcasting about the tremendous work that you were doing in places like Eugene, Oregon,
right?
They got a new Sefer Torah.
That's
and
right.
That was for me as a brother of two extremely successful with worldwide impact brothers that I have. That was like a tremendous meeting of the minds where you work together to create something very, very special. I think it was like, what, 25 years ago, 30 years? It was a significant amount of time.
And I appreciate you mentioning it because today people would say, what do you mean? Go on social media in 10 minutes. There's so many extra Torahs in this country. Any community that needs will have. But Rabbi Nate, as you remember, a quarter of a century ago, it didn't work that way.
No, not at all. And there was people that stepped up because they listened to you.
Yeah, that was quite a moment.
That's one of the beauties of your show.
That was quite a moment. I remember your report from the Hachnasa Sefer Torah. Yigal, I appreciate you bringing that up. And now to us, Yigal, what are your feelings? I mean, we're less than 18,000 away.
Yeah, and I think, listen, I think, as I think I mentioned to you before, now I have a tremendous amount of faith in our listeners to come through to make our goal by tomorrow, no matter how long the campaign ends up being. But I think that what's happening right now is the proof positive why the FJBUnity.org campaign is so important. That, and it's not just because Rabbi Nate Siegel's name is Siegel that he is on the air today. You can look at the archives pretty much on a daily basis. Nachum has interviewed, has advertised, has pushed so many organizations who are doing so many good things. And obviously, the fact that here, 2 days before the end of the marathon, of the campaign, or the at least the initial stages of the campaign, we're talking about Torah Mesorah and the great work that they do is typical of Nachum's Day in the AM program and just the network in general. That Nachum wants people to feel that they have a place here to listen to everything that's going on in the Jewish world, internationally, domestically, everywhere. And that's why it's so important to keep us going. I mean, people, I think, don't have a tremendous understanding of what goes into this in terms of because of the, like you talked about, social media and podcasting and everything right. that's going on in the world today. There's so many different things being broadcast, but everything costs money, and we need your support in order to keep it going. And I think what's happening today is a great example of that.
Well, there you have it, folks. Big thank you to both of you. FJBUnity.org. We need you, and we need you now. And if you've been thinking about the $500, $1,000, $1,800 donations, now's the time. FJBUnity.org. FJBUnity. I got everything straight here. FJBUnity.org. FJBUnity.org. I do remind you that we are paying tribute this morning as their campaign happens next week, but it's open already to the work of Torah Masorah, and specifically those who are familiar with what our brother, Rabbi Chaim Nussan Nate Siegel, has been doing over all these decades. Charity.com, C-H-A-R-I-D-Y, charity.com/TU/NS. And you'll see plenty of publicity early next week about that campaign all through the Jewish media sources. And Mazal Tov, they were wishing me a Mazal Tov. I'm going to wish them a Mazal Tov because they were a big part of this. 1.8 million minutes and counting is out, celebrating and contemplating my first 40 years in Jewish broadcasting. My thanks to both Rabbi Chaim Nussan Nate Siegel and Rabbi Yigal Siegel. Support us, folks, please. FJBUnity.org, FJBUnity.org. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.